World Cup fever seems to have swept much of the nation after the U.S. beat Ghana 2-1 on Monday. They were led by U.S. men's national team captain and Seattle Sounders star Clint Dempsey, who scored the first goal in the first 30 seconds of the match. Next up, Portugal on Sunday afternoon. Sports commentator Art Thiel tells KPLU's Kirsten Kendrick how the U.S. win has changed the expected narrative of the World Cup.
Art, from the standpoint of major sports spectacles, what does this first week look like for you?
Grand theater. It's really been, I think, a wonderful demonstration of soccer's, not only its elegance, but its roughness and its grouchiness and all kinds of things that I think appeal emotionally to a lot of people. And I think, once again, every 4 years, it does come on the American radar, and the way the games have gone in terms of drama and storylines and controversies and, you know, hairstyles.
Upsets.
Shoe styles. I mean, it's all adding to, I think, a growing appreciation for not only the tournament but for the sport. And I think Brazil is a great setting. And I say that knowing all the controversies, all the shortcomings, all the misdeeds that have gone into the preparation now have sort of receded, because I think even Brazilians are getting quite excited, even though their complaints about resource mismanagement and other things that have gone on culturally and economically are justified. They get the party, and nobody parties like Brazilians.
Well, the U.S. certainly was partying after their big win over Ghana Monday. Let's talk about the significance of that win.
That was a confluence of multiple events that made that win far bigger than just one outcome, because Jurgen Klinsmann, the coach, had deliberately downplayed the U.S. prospect, saying it's unrealistic for Americans to expect to win the World Cup, which was dead honest. But I think his internal message was, guys, all we have to do is win one game at a time. And that's what they did in a very dramatic game where Clint Dempsey, the Seattle Sounders hero, scored in the first minute. And then Ghana came after them with a great passion and forced the game back to the Americans. They lose their star scorer, Jose Altidore, with a hamstring injury. Later on, Clint Dempsey breaks his nose.
Keeps playing,
gets up off the stretcher and gets his nose stuffed with cotton, and it's broken, and he keeps going. And then in the 86th minute, a reserve 21-year-old kid that nobody had ever heard of comes in with a header, and the entire stadium exploded. It was really a remarkable, dramatic bit of theater, and I think it really boosted American awareness and appreciation of the game, and certainly the excitement has ratcheted up for potential more success in the tournament.
Well, that's right. Now, they go up against Portugal next on Sunday. And ahead of the Ghana game, Ghana had beaten the U.S. twice before in the previous two World Cups. And Portugal is a formidable opponent as well.
Right. The U.S. has been the underdog throughout, but they prevailed against Ghana. And Portugal is even a stronger team. But both teams are going to be missing key personnel. Altidore is definitely out. Dempsey has got a broken nose through which I don't know if he can breathe by Sunday. And if he can't, I wouldn't put him in the game. There's plenty of other guys who can do almost as well as Dempsey. And then Portugal is missing a couple of players, but they still have the player of the year, Cristiano Ronaldo, who is a fabulous talent. And I hope people who really want to know what soccer looks like at the top will pay attention to this guy, because he is something special. But the U.S. has gained much confidence from what they did against Ghana. And I think the possibilities are that they could at least get a draw and possibly a win, given that Portugal has not performed up to expectations. So it will be high drama Sunday, and it's a possibility now that's much stronger that the U.S. could get out of group play into the knockout round of 16.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.